We really love writing. That moment when you're together creating something, it is the creating something from nothing. It gives you a buzz, as you know, because you do it yourself. But we also love the recording studio as well. If we're in the studio, why are we doing it if we're not promoting ourselves as artists as well? Which I guess we do promote ourselves as artists. But the bit we really want to have the most time for is writing new material.
If we do get the chance to go and do something live, I think actually experiencing that would probably prompt us more to do that. You know, it's just that...
Yeah.
The writing side of it, we love, don't we?
Yes.
I think you get a buzz. Hopefully we're going to see you down at the basement doing some stuff, because that'd be good. It's a lovely venue
there. I think that'd be amazing, actually.
Just go and do your original stuff. It'd be really good fun. You'd enjoy it.
Yes.
I know my voice has gone really deep and peculiar then. I'm sorry about that.
I've made mine drop.
I thought I was talking to Elvis.
I'm down low in the mic now. Like
we haven't said hello to Courtney Lee over in the corner. Do you want to say hello to Courtney?
Courtney Lee!
I do like that. I do like that. That's very good.
How good Tony is with lyrics. I mean, you give him a subject matter and he's got the song done.
It was just there, wasn't it? Yeah. Now, you can't say who you are writing for because it's not, you know...
Yeah, I mean, it's no big secret. That might be overplaying it slightly.
We don't say that. Don't say the names.
But, you know, until everything's confirmed.
Yeah, but Madonna, if you're out there, you know, they've changed their... Ask that march on Sunday, they've changed their mind. Not interested. Yes. So you are starting to write for other artists.
We are. And that's a completely different discipline, which we hadn't really considered, because generally when you write, you just... What comes out, and then you work out what it is. I love it when you hear songwriters say... that song about home, about London, it's got the same note all the way through the chords, the pianist is saying, and clearly she did that on purpose. She kept an anchor note all the way through. No, she didn't. Somebody's read that into it afterwards, haven't they? And you tend to do that with your music. So you write something, and then you work out what it is and what genre it would best suit.
Yeah.
But if you're writing for other people, you either have to come up with the subject matter, the genre, the speed, you know, everything about it, the feel, what artist you want to allow you to influence. And so it's much more of a project, because you're writing with an end goal rather than seeing what happens. It's restrictive on the creative process, isn't it? But we love it. It's great fun, and it's very satisfying when you then do something. You know, we sent a song to somebody recently, and they loved it. In fact, what they said is that it made them cry.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping that's in a good way. I mean, it's supposed to be a dance track, so I don't know what it is.